This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The fishing duo of Paul Clark and Brett Pruitt are known for their ability to pull off the big win on the river. This past weekend, the two University of Louisiana at Monroe students nabbed their biggest win yet, capturing the FLW College National Fishing Championship on Beaver Lake in Rogers, Arkansas. Ralph Swilly, the fishing team's advisor, and Paul Clark join me now. Guys, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, congratulations, because I know this is a huge honor, Paul. Ralph, take us through a little bit how big an honor this really is to have this kind of a championship under their belt.
Well, it's very big considering the size of our school and the competition they fish against, which is Alabama, Auburn, LSU, all the big schools. And it's a very big deal.
Take us through the way the tournament worked.
Well, first, they got to qualify, which is very hard. They only take the top five teams in their region, and we're the South region. And then to qualify is a very big deal. And then when you qualify, it's a three-day tournament, and after 2 days, the best five teams fish the last day.
Paul, take us through kind of what your 3 days were like there.
Actually, we had 1 day of practice before the 3 days of fishing, and me and Brett have always been blessed with just great weather when we get to practice. And on the way down there, it started raining, and I checked the weather before I knew it was going to rain. Well, they changed it, and we ended up getting close to 5 inches of rain while we were practicing. So it was very bad conditions, but we ended up catching a bunch of fish in practice anyways. And we thought, you know, we're going to do good. And first day of tournament was the next day, and we showed up out there the same place we caught them. And Beaver Lake is phenomenally clear. It's clearer than the bathwater here in Louisiana, I'm telling you.
Really? Wow. I mean,
you can see the bottom in 20 foot of water, just looking straight through it. We showed back up the first day of the tournament. The water was almost the color of chocolate milk from all the runoff. We had to substantially adjust our pattern of fishing, and we adapted to it the best we could. And by the time we got on pattern, we were only able to come up with 10 pounds and 9 ounces for the first day, which kept us in the running. But we knew we were going to have to catch a big sack the second day of the tournament to be able to compete. We got back out there, and the weather was working in our favor. It stayed cloudy, and the water cleared up for us. So we could get back on our original pattern, and my partner Brett boated the first fish of the day that was 7 pounds and 4 ounces. So immediately upon him catching that fish, we knew that we was in it. We put our heads down, we fished hard all day, and ended up coming up with right at an 18-pound, 5-limit bag of fish that day, which propelled us all the way up to third place. So, you know, we were all worked up, made it to the final day of the national championship. We only had to beat 4 people to make some of our childhood dreams come true, you know.
So what did that feel like, going to bed on the second day knowing that you were that close?
We going to bed didn't really happen. We stayed up pretty late talking about things and trying to figure out what we needed to do. We knew the sun was going to come out, and that was going to hurt us really bad, and we just kind of tried to prepare mentally for it. We got a little bit of sleep. We're just too wired. Usually we drink a Red Bull or something to get going. That day we had more flowing through our veins than we could hardly handle. We were so excited to get out there. Final day of the tournament, we went back to where we had previously caught them on the second day. I caught one about 4 pounds right off the bat, so that's another great start to your day. But then that was it. It was dead. We couldn't get a bite. And we struggled, and we ended up having 3 weighfish until like 2 o'clock, and weighing was at 3, so we were stressing out. And I made a quick, just last-minute adjustment and ended up catching one about 5.5 pounds, which ended up saving us at the end. Just that one fish. We only had a 4-fish limit. We couldn't even fill our 5-fish limit that day. And the whole boat ride back, we had about a 10-minute boat ride back. And I looked over at Brett, and he looked like he was about to cry, like somebody, you know, took his favorite teddy bear when he was a baby away. He was upset. You know, we were real upset. We just thought we had lost it. So we just knew that we were doomed, you know, by it. Well, it turns out, when we got on stage, I knew what we had to have to win, and we had it by about 9 ounces whenever they caught our weight out, and it was crazy. We were so excited. Brett, he didn't know what to do. He was throwing his hat and squatting down on his knees. He couldn't even talk.
And, so that was a huge turnaround, because when you're heading back to weigh-in thinking that, hey, we did our best and we're done. There's no way we can take this.
We were going home second place, and it was just, you know, that was all there was to it. We knew we were just going to get second like last time, and we were so upset because me and Brett both, we've been fishing tournaments since. Well, Brett started right after he got done with high school baseball, but I've been fishing tournaments since I was 5 years old. like youth tournaments that they have on the river here and all. And you know, when you do fish tournaments that long, it's kind of like playing baseball through college. You know, your lifelong dreams 9 times out of 10 is to go pro.
Right.
And by winning this tournament, me and Brett are both automatically fishing in the Forest Wood Cup, which is a national championship of the professionals, and it's on the Red River in August. So by winning this tournament, you know, we have a very good chance to make our dream come true.
So from here, looking at a professional career, what do you do to prepare for being able to compete in that in August?
To tell you the truth, a lot of it's going to come from just spending – you know, every moment I have spare on the Red River preparing. But also, I'd say that that's probably 50% up. The other 50% is just mentally preparing myself for it. You know, you hear about all these professional anglers like Kevin Van Dam and, you know, Shaw Grigsby, all the old legends that are known to catch their fish. You know, you might beat them, but you're going to have to beat them. They're not going to let you do it, is how it is. And it's just to get my head right that I'm not the college kid and fishing the pro. I'm a pro out there with them, and I just got to get in and get my hands on some fish. That's all there is to it.
Paul Clark is a senior construction management major from Monroe. He and his teammate Brett Pruitt captured the FLW College National Fishing Championship on Beaver Lake in Rogers, Arkansas this past weekend. And Paul, you're back on the water this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend you can call the Spotted Dog for more information on it, but they're hosting a charity tournament out of Riverton Public Boat Ramp down in Columbia, Louisiana. You can call them for any information on the tournament prices and payout and all other things like that. Come and join some of the ULM fishing team out there and help raise a little money for the charity and see if you can catch the fish to win.
Member of the champion ULM fishing team, Paul Clark. Also, Ralph Swilly, the fishing team advisor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Guys, thanks so much for talking with us.
We appreciate it.